Hey, lovely ladies. So let's have a look at what we've covered and making sure that you guys are able to implement them, because there's no point me giving you the information if you're not implementing. If you implement, you'll get change. If you don't implement, things won't really change. And we need you to get results, and we want you to get results this year. So looking at your fertility routines, are we all okay with a fertility routine? We know what we're going to be doing during the week, weekends, monthly. Anything that you want to ask about that you're struggling to integrate? Do you need a bit more clarity around what you need to incorporate in the routine, or can we move on?
I was going to ask, I went onto your link for the different yogas. You've got three.
On video.
You've got the Qigong, you've got the fertility yoga. Do you recommend we get them all, or which one do we start with? I wasn't sure, because it's like 51 minutes each one. So I just wanted to do one in the morning. Do you recommend I do one a day?
Okay, let me explain the differences to you. The Ki Yoga, the one that looks like a standalone one.
Yeah.
That was the one that I actually built this whole business on, the success from that DVD alone. That DVD is, well, it's not, it was a DVD. You're downloading the DVD downloadable version, which you'll be able to get across all of your devices. That routine is broken up into different routines, which you can then choose how long you want to be doing each routine for. So There's a 7-minute routine and an 11-minute routine. Obviously, it's a whole class. It's actually an hour long, 75 minutes actually, which will show you step by step how to do the yoga movements that work for you, the breathing movements, the Qigong movements, and it's all integrated really fluidly. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a really nice guided meditation at the end. Right. So that is a complete package. The difference between that and the other two, one is fertility Qigong, which is just fertility Qigong. So they're short segments that are pieced together in a whole class that runs through different aspects of the body. So again, if you only had a few minutes, you could still do a shorter routine from that one too. Mm-hmm. And then knowing on weekends when you've got more time, I'm going to commit to the whole DVD or the whole class. Mm-hmm. The other one, the chakra yoga, if you want to only focus on a certain chakra for your fertility, you can. You've got that optionality. Or again, it's designed for you to do the whole class. So each one allows you to segment it, with the option to then do the whole thing. So it's up to you whether you are feeling called to just do, if you're more of a yoga person and you maybe tried Qigong, it's not really your thing, then just do the chakras. Or if you feel, I really want to focus on my emotions and healing my body, then the chakras is a good routine for me.
Yeah.
If you just want to do fertility Qigong, then just do fertility Qigong. Or you want to do both of them, then you've got the option to do both, which is the Ki Yoga.
Great. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Good question. And you can get them all at different times. So you might get sick and tired of a routine and you want to start getting the next one.
Fiona, I just have a question which we touched on briefly regarding having 30 mm-hmm. points per day. Mm-hmm. So how can you just give like a brief summary, or do you have like a document like how that works? So if I know like fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds we talked about are 1 point, but does it go based on per serving per day? So like if you have it in the morning and then you have vegetables again at night, the same vegetable at night, is that 1 point or 2 points?
Okay, each vegetable and each serving, each handful is a point. If you want to eat the same vegetables throughout the day, that's still a point. So it's your clean water, your seeds, so a handful of seeds, handful of nuts, a glass of clean water, 8 ounce glass, a serving of fruit. Now, the difference is if you're also taking food grade organic supplements, that's also going to give you points. You don't get points for animal protein, but you don't lose any points either.
Phytoplankton give you points?
Yes, it does.
How many of those would give you points? Say if you take like 3, would that be 3 points? Or
4 is better, because 4 is like giving you exactly what you need. Okay. Otherwise, if you're taking 3, it'd be 3/4 of a point.
Okay.
So if you have like 8 glasses of water a day, that's 8 points.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. But it's got to be clean water. It can't be tap water.
My water and boiling it. I know you said, we were talking about this last week actually, about that whole thing and not showing what to do, but I'm guessing that's better than nothing, not.
It's better than not, but there is a massive link to egg degeneration and miscarriages from tap water.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth investing in either glass bottled spring water, but again, glass bottled spring water is going to be acidic, so you still need to make sure you're alkalizing and having it with some apple cider vinegar and some lemon juice, not with every single glass per se, but it would be good to do that. Even going for distilled water for a while can help. Like 2 weeks of distilled water without adding any fulvic minerals or anything would help you to draw out a lot of toxins. It's a great way to detox, but there's no point you're taking any supplements during that time because it's taking everything out of the body.
Okay. So the glass bottled spring water sounds like a good thing. And then can just add in the lemon.
Add in the lemon, but also when you're having the marine phytoplankton, it gets rid of the radiation that you're consuming, which you're getting in spring water because it's in our air. Radiation's in our air because of all of our governments doing nuclear testing. And as we know, radiation denatures our cells. So we want to be having the algae that help to repair the cellular DNA. If you're having grains, we have too many grains. So grains can cause inflammation. Anything that's processed in a factory, obviously if it's processed, but it's just raw, you know, seeds and nuts and dried fruit, that's going to be fine. But I'm talking like processed stock standard children's cereals, all that kind of stuff, white bread, that's losing a point. Coffee's losing a point. Alcohol's losing a point. So if you do like to have a drink every now and again, which is fine, but remember we're talking about energy management. You need to make sure if you're having a drink or having processed stuff, it's going to take energy away from you. How are you going to bring new energy to you so that you can afford that pizza, that glass of wine, etc.? So make sure you've done your qigong for that day. If you want to have a glass of wine, if you're having glasses of wine, try to have it without sulfites and try to have it as organic. There's lots of things you can do to make things easier that you can still enjoy your life with.
I'm guessing also with the phytoplankton, I've got those, and perhaps before I'm due to start my period, they're probably quite good to up those as well. I can imagine that helps with the feelings of PMG and stuff. And
exactly. Does that answer your question, guys, with the points? Do you think you're getting enough points? Do you think you're getting at least 20 to 30 points?
It does answer my question. Thank you. And yes, I just, now that you clarified, it's per serving. So yeah. What, gluten-free pasta would be considered a grain, right?
If it's with rice and corn, which it normally is, rice and corn are not fertility foods, but you can get some brilliant gluten-free pasta, which is made from chickpeas. I like the red lentil. Red lentil is my favorite. You want to avoid the pea pasta because peas are not a fertility food either. And that being said, if you're craving some peas, don't think, oh my goodness, I'm having it, it's debilitating my fertility. Just don't have it as a staple. You can have things occasionally, like even corn. It's not ideal as long as it's organic, but it's not doing you any favors. It's just, you know, yes, corn's got niacin and peas have got protein, but they're not. What happens is the body turns peas, corns, and carrots, even potatoes, white potatoes, into sugar. And too much sugar is not good for fertility. Women are actually hardwired for sour foods, bitter foods. We thrive on them. So having those kinds of vegetables need to be limited.
What was that one you said about the gluten-free? You said there was a red lentil gluten-free pasta. And also what was the first one you said?
Chickpea.
Chickpea, that's it, yeah.
I have had quinoa pasta. It tastes a bit bitter. I didn't quite like it. Maybe you guys would like it. But I find the red lentil is really nice. It can just make you a little gassy.
They have pasta too. Some are made out of nuts also, like almond flour and things
amazing.
Like that. Yeah, okay. They're usually in the freezer section of the supermarket.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, try them too, as long as they're organic. And ideally they've been soaked first because that's how you activate your nuts. So You get your nuts, you soak them overnight. You then want to roast them yourself. So in a very low heat, I don't know what the Fahrenheit conversion is, but it's up to 40 degrees, maximum 42 degrees Celsius, to therefore keep all the nutrients and enzymes in the nuts and the seeds. You don't necessarily have to soak the seeds, but definitely activate all of your nuts. So you soak them overnight and then either put them in a blender, get rid of the water that they soaked in, or roast it with a bit of salt. Now, you have to eat them fresh. They'll only really last about a week. But that's a really good way to make sure that you're able to absorb the nutrients that you're consuming from the nuts. I also want to mention buckwheat. Buckwheat is gluten-free. And it's incredibly delicious and nutritious. It cooks very, very quickly and it coagulates very quickly. So you can even cook it in cold water, or not so boiling water. I like gloopy kind of noodles. So if you like more al dente, then maybe just really be mindful of, they turn really quick from being raw to and hard to being overcooked, but they are really delicious. Yeah, hi Kim.
You mentioned this links for the yoga videos. Where can I find it?
So it's the Vimeo link. I'll send you guys another email. I've got to do a follow-up email anyway, which you'll get tomorrow. And I'll re-put in all the links for Vimeo. The online course has snippets of the Qigong and the yoga video, but not the key yoga video, which is the one that I built my whole business on from the success of that workout alone. So that's what I would recommend to be the main one if you guys are undecided, because it covers everything. But it's not on the online course. So it is separate to what you're already doing.
Fiona, any tips on not necessarily PMT, but just before the week before your period starts, any tips on any, I mean, should we feel any different? I mean, should we still be feeling the same as we do throughout the whole month, balanced, or is it normal to feel a little bit tired, a little bit sort of fatigued, like foggy brained?
Okay, foggy brain is not as it should be. So basically, if we're in a picture of perfect health and harmony, you wouldn't have painful periods, you wouldn't have PMT, you would want to slow down. That's your thing. So where, you know, if we were in hunter-gatherer days, you know, it's called that red tent. Like the women would all get together. We all menstruate at the same time because that's our natural thing. We all are meant to be having our cycle with the full moon. So it's all disrupted for all of us for different reasons until you get back into that natural cycle. So basically you'd just be resting. So the hunter-gatherer group wouldn't be traveling around. It would just be stationary. So you guys could chill more. It's not a time to be doing high intensity exercises, and fertility in general isn't ideal to do high intensity exercises. So just take it easy, rest more, be kinder to yourself. But you will notice that when you sign up to my online course, you will actually, the online fertile lifestyle course, your PMT disappears. Like the amount of women that said, I used to have the worst PMT symptoms. And now my period just comes it's that time of the month already. I just didn't have anything. So that's your natural state. But just be kind to yourself as you're transitioning into, you know, allowing these healing supplements that you're on and these lifestyle techniques that I'm giving you, because that will make a big difference.
Okay. I do tend to feel a bit sort of dizzy.
Lack of iron.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Okay.
Because that's common for dizziness. Dizziness, brain fog, etc., is also a sign of candida. And I have had clients who have no symptoms of candida. They don't have thrush and UTIs and stuff like that. They don't have massive sugar cravings, but they, when they've had themselves tested, they are riddled with systemic candida. So that can cause brain fog and that kind of dizziness and
lethargy. I recently had a test actually for another reason, but no, that wasn't that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was curious. Good. That's good. So I can rule that one out. Yeah.
Good. That's good. Because it's tough when you've got it. Okay. Good. Okay. So we're okay with our fertility exercises and our meditations and our breathing techniques and sleep hygiene and understanding benefits of acupuncture, when to use it, if you want to use it, etc.
Yeah.
Good. Gridding your home, you're all okay with, you know, where to put your crystals, one corner of the room, charge up a big one in the center of the room. It's really simple how we work with crystals. We all get that concept.
I was going to ask you, is there a particular crystal you recommend?
Look, every crystal has its own healing properties, and you want to have a crystal for a certain purpose. So if you're trying to increase your self-love, which is a big thing, mm-hmm. then you'd have rose quartz. Mm-hmm. If you are looking at just general healing, happy vibration, energy boosting, you'd go for a quartz. You can get tourmalinated quartz, clear quartz, smoky quartz. There's different types of quartzes. But the thing is, crystals choose you. Mm-hmm. They choose you for the thing that you need the most. If you need to be grounded, then you could choose like a red jasper. Or, you know, for me, I'm big on, and this question was all about Wi-Fi and getting rid of the electromagnetic frequencies. So for me, I like shungite. Mm-hmm. Authentic shungite comes from Russia, which you can get from the Powerfully Pure shop. powerfullypure.com, and that's certified authentic, which absorbs that radiation. And the thing is, we are energy beings. So this kind of dirty technology that we're always exposing ourselves to really does make us less than healthy.
Fiona, with the crystals, does it matter with the sizes or?
Yeah, it does, but I use tumble stones, for example, for the corners of my room. And you can put a tumble stone, depending on what the crystal is, you know, in your bra, in your pocket, in your handbag. So you've got it near you. It'll still work. If you're charging up the whole house or you're wanting a little bit more protection or whatever it may be, then that's why I have pyramids. Pyramids are actually helping you to... a true pyramid is actually a diamond shape. And that's what the pyramids in Egypt are. And they're actually used for teleporting. So they're very, very powerful. You can use them in like powerful meditations. The pyramids are a very powerful structure of just bringing that energy in. So that's why you can get, for example, pyramids that you can put your fruit into, like it's a wire pyramid and it's on this base with a yantra, which is a geometric symbol that's got a high vibration. You can put your, say, bananas or your avocados in these pyramids, that then they ripen faster because it's channeling the energy to move in the way that you want it. So that's why having pyramids, I've got them in the shop ranging from 5 centimeters and higher. But it's up to you guys. What you're drawn to is what you'll need the most. And I find the best thing is to go into a crystal store. And often I have an intention, okay, I want the benefits of turquoise, for example, and fluorite. Fluorite's one of my favorite ones. And then I'd go in there and then be drawn to some ugly brown one going, oh, it's not what I really wanted. But that's the one that is literally taking my attention. And when I hold it, it heats up really quickly. And I'm like, well, one for me, and maybe I'll get both. But that's the thing. You need to be allowing your sixth sense to come through and to guide you. So if you're being pulled to a different type of crystal that has the benefits that you want, then go for that one. But I love crystals. Our whole house is full of amazing crystals in my office and stuff like that. So, yeah. But for you guys, for your fertility, shungite is good. It depends as well on what the fertility issues are. If you're trying to, like I say, ignite self-love. That's a huge thing. If you want more confidence, you'd have a citrine. Citrine crystal.
Love citrine. Love citrine. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. It's really good. And they're slightly different as well. You can get them like white at the beginning and they move into the golden colors, or it's just gold and clear. It's you have a relationship with them. And like I said before, when you pass away, people can analyze your personality based on the crystals that you've got, because it absorbs you and works with you, which is why I recommend you program them. So you first cleanse it for your highest good with your right hand, and then you command what you want it to be. You instruct what you want its function to be and how it can help you. So you give it an intention.
Is there any explanation why these crystals can work this kind of magic things, or people just will say it?
No, because we're made of silica and so are crystals. That's why it works for humans for healing, because of the silica content in us. Right. Microwave cooking. I hope that no one is heating their food up at all with a microwave at this point. I hope that very soon you'll be able to throw your microwaves out. Just not a fan. And you all know why. Using quality stainless steel pans and glass for storage or ceramic for storage, avoiding BPA. Are you all familiar with the effects of BPA and what it can look like in things that you're purchasing? So do you know that your receipts that you get from the supermarket, from the petrol station are BPA?
No.
Like I literally, if I have a bag, I say to the shop assistant, just put it in there. Like I don't want to touch it. And then I pick it up like with something around my fingers to then like give it to my accountants or whatever I'm doing with the receipt. But if you don't need the receipt, don't take the receipt. It's so toxic. They're all covered in BPA, which is horrible. Now, there is a lot of evidence that when you have too much BPA exposure, which is a type of the plastic, it actually blocks the receptors in your body. So if you were having a boy and your male fetus is developing within you, because if you've got too much BPA exposure, it will block the receptors so the baby won't develop and you'll miscarry.
Gosh.
The Canadian version of the BBC, which I think is CBC, I forget, they did a documentary called Where Have All the Boys Gone? And they went to the research of why you must avoid too much exposure to plastics, which is basically the BPA. So you can get plastics nowadays that say BPA free. If you're concerned and you don't know, is it BPA free or not? It is such a bold, positive claim by that company. You wouldn't have to look too hard to see if it's BPA free or not. So throw out any plastic thing you have that doesn't say BPA free.
I was reading something that said BPA free the other day, and then it said that there was another plate. It was made by something else, but which was still as dangerous as BPA.
Yes, that's an article that I wrote as well. Okay, so...
Which leads me to ask, because I was looking for a water bottle and I wanted to just share, double check that stainless steel is okay to buy.
Okay, good question. Now, stainless steel is okay to buy if it is 100% stainless steel and not aluminium. Okay. My sister got incredibly ill. She was, you know, found out about the poisons of plastics, decided to go for her stainless steel water bottle, which she got from a very famous supermarket. And she became violently ill because she was getting heavy metal toxicity from this metal that was leaking and leaching into her water. So it was horrific what she went through. And it was just from this drink bottle, because we were doing every test under the sun to try and work out why she was so, so ill. So it must be 100% stainless steel. Keep checking when you wash it, like have a look at the water that pours out, make sure nothing is flaking off from the inside of the container, because it could just be stainless steel lined or something like that. And then when that wears off, you're then maybe, I don't know what metal you'd be consuming, probably aluminium. Aluminium shrinks the brain. It's not ideal. So I have glass. I have glass water bottles. A lot of glass water bottles nowadays, they have a rubber around it to protect the glass. Yes, it's heavy. And a lot of my clients, I don't want to carry glass bottles. We live in a toxic world, and it's just something that we just have to do, unfortunately. So I carry to work my big bag of drink bottles because I drink so much water and it clanks away, but it's like, it has to be done. So yes, there are other issues apart from the BPA, but if you can contact that company, I know it just takes ages because it's like, oh, I just want to buy a product that's safe. But if you're looking at plastics, yes, avoid the BPA. Yes, avoid the BPB. In addition to it being in common plastics. You know, when you have a can, like canned food, even organic canned food, and this is what gets to me. If you open up that can and it has a white lining, that's BPA. When you pop your drink or like a bottle of passata, some kind of thing for that you're cooking with, when you pop that lid and it's white on the inside, that's BPA. So you want to be looking at companies that are organic and BPA free. I know that in the UK, and I can't say every single product in their range, but the ones that I've looked at so far, Biona, B-I-O-N-A, like Fiona, but with a B, they're a trustworthy organic brand that if I buy my tinned beans or something in there, then I know that it doesn't have the BPA lining. But organic Waitrose products, for example, they're all lined with BPA. And you think, why? Why? So, yeah, you just have to check.
Yeah. Thanks for that tip, Guy. You said you told me about, recommended Biona a while ago, and I've got loads now from them. I order them all the time.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, it's just, you know, safe and easy. And it's tragic. I remember during this whole onset of COVID, and of course, the supermarket shelves were empty, and you only had certain things. And it's like, wow, there's lots of organic left because no one's buying organic. But I'm like, these are all lined with BPA. Like, I just have to go without. Like, I think I'd rather have non-organic food than BPA. Because for me, I know how bad the plastic is for my body. And when you have too much plastic exposure, it's a xenoestrogen. It's a fake estrogen, which means you have chunkier, heavier periods. Like, you know, it gives you more cellulite. There's all this stuff that goes on in the body because it's just slowing down your detoxification pathways. And it's horrendous. So, yeah.
The worst ones that I read an article about was... you know, like when you get a coffee or something or tea, and even though they would switch the cup to cardboard, the plastic that went on top, and they were saying how bad it was because the heat was going up. So it was actually having the BPA drip into your drink.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought, oh, fantastic that they're not using polystyrene. Like I know on some airplanes, they still use polystyrene, which is also incredibly toxic. I'd rather be, you know, literally going thirsty than having polystyrene. I didn't realize about the hot cups though. That's disgusting. So literally when we're on airplanes, guys, we're not drinking because all you get is plastic bottles or those cups. And yeah.
When you detox, does it actually clear away this VPA? Does detoxing help?
Yeah, detoxing will always help. But the thing is, you want to stop putting it in there. It's slow to detox, and as a spiritually aware person, as a sensitive person, you will be a slower detox. The higher you vibrate, the more you are hindered by toxicity. So when you compare yourself to friends or family members, that they can eat as many processed sausage rolls as they want and they're still getting babies and whatever it may be,
yeah,
they're at a much denser frequency and they can afford to continue consuming all of that low level vibrational food, in inverted commas. But you can't. It takes you too long to detoxify and recover from. So you want to have a look at how you can minimize as best you can. Now, I don't want to send you guys crazy when sometimes you'll be going out or you're traveling, you know, going into different countries and it's like, there's nothing I can eat at airports. There's nothing I can eat or drink on the plane, or whatever it may be, and you stress out about it. Just bless what you're consuming and visualize you're detoxifying it really quickly and give yourself the support that you need. So bring activated coconut charcoal with you. That absorbs all the toxins from the body and sucks it out. But it will take out everything you've had that day that's good for you as well. So you've got no nutrient absorption, but you're not having the toxins either. We do better on fasting than we do on eating food that's toxic. So just know your body likes to fast and is built to fast. And when we do fast, we give our bodies the opportunity to kill off any dis-ease that's happening. But you don't want to be, so for me, I'd say bring, eat if you want to, you know, cause you want to eat that kind of stuff if you know, you could be staying with relatives over Christmas time and everything's processed and non-organic and whatnot, just bring your coconut charcoal and just enjoy the moment. Don't overstress. Just know that my body's dealing with it. My body can deal with this. My body is strong. And this is helping my body to clear out what it's not going to serve.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Activated coconut charcoal. I've not heard, actually. Is this something that you could do like over the evening? Say if you had like a day like that traveling and you couldn't choose the right things, and then in the evening you could just do that, could you? And then,
yeah, I've got friends who are so paranoid. If they've been invited out for like a curry with friends, they will have coconut charcoal before they leave. And as soon as they come back, they're like, I'm not having that processed food in my body. I mean, you can be like that if you want, but you don't have to be that regimented and extreme. I usually have it afterwards. The thing with coconut, activated coconut charcoal, it must be organic activated coconut charcoal. When you have that, you can even put it in your mouth, first of all, as powder, swish it around the mouth with some water. It helps to whiten your teeth. It's a natural tooth whitener. And then it just absorbs all the toxins as it passes through you. So yes, it will make your teeth go a bit black temporarily, but you just polish it off. Or you have it in capsules. But again, you want to make sure that the capsules are made of vegetable cellulose or organic rice or seaweed, organic seaweed.
Wow, I'm getting some of these.
And it's, you know, you crave charcoal when you're pregnant. It's perfectly safe throughout your pregnancy. You crave, like, women actually start eating physical charcoal because their body is just like, get rid of these toxins. I'm trying to be really pure. It helps stomach upsets. If your dog eats chocolate, for example, or has something poisonous, give it charcoal. That's what the vets recommend. It's perfectly safe for everybody. Of course, organic is better. And the organic coconut charcoal has the best properties for absorbing all of the nasties. So that was a good question. All right. We're okay with our air purifiers, like our plants and our essential oils.
I think I missed that last time. What was the air the essential oil, any essential oils?
No. What you want to do is have essential oils that, I mean, okay, essential oils are literally plant power medicine. And when you use essential oils, you can either use them in threes. So when you use one essential oil, it's powerful. When you use two essential oils, it's to the power of three. When you use three essential oils, it's to the power of 11. It's 11 times more powerful to use a union of three essential oils than it is for the single blend. But then you've got to make sure that the blends smell good together. So the ones that purify the air the most and the best would be the sacra oil, because that's medical grade frankincense. Or you could have next level down, therapeutic grade / food grade frankincense. That's antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-negativity. Mm-hmm. Myrrh is a good one. It doesn't smell so nice though, but frankincense and myrrh do go together. Cloves, it depends. Like, are you trying to get rid of mold and things like that? Clove is very good for purifying the air if you feel that there's too much damp. Orange oil is very good for lifting your spirits, calming you down. It's an amazing oil, orange, because it lifts you up, helps you to focus and concentrate, gets rid of stress, but also helps you to sleep. And just like the therapeutic grade frankincense and the sacra oil, orange is also safe for pregnancy. Not many essential oils are safe for pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But those three are. You know, if you need mental clarity, have lemon. If you want better memory recall, have basil. But it depends on what you're wanting to do with the air. You can get air purification blends. But for me, I love eucalyptus. Eucalyptus is very good because it opens the lungs to be able to breathe in more. So it cleans, purifies, and opens the lungs. Tea tree oil as well. It's very medicinal, very cleansing and purifying. So that would be the main ones. My personal ones for the air are, I mean, you can also do peppermint. Peppermint's also a good cleansing. But my favorites are the sacra oil, or the frankincense, and eucalyptus. They don't go so well together though, but you can try it. Maybe you don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just as a general healing one, just to smell nice as well, I use geranium. Or combine geranium and rose are very good for fertility. Vanilla is very good for fertility, but it's difficult to get as a essential oil. You can do, but it is rare. Patchouli is good for fertility. And ylang ylang is good for libido and your fertility. Lavender is good for relaxation, which will help with fertility, but it's not good in the first trimester. So I don't usually recommend people have lavender when trying, only because if you don't know when that crossover is going to be. I'm not saying you'll miscarry if you're inhaling lavender and putting, you know, lavender around the house and stuff, but it's, you know, the more sensitive we are to things, I'd rather you not expose yourself to something that's known to cause miscarriages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, don't stress if you found out you're pregnant, you've just stayed over someone's house and they had all this lavender everywhere. You'll be fine. You know, it's more about you topically putting on the skin and using lavender-based products and lavender candles. You know, the constant bombardment of lavender would be a different thing. Because remember, what you inhale goes straight into the bloodstream.
Which ones did you say were safe for pregnancy, Fiona?
The orange.
Yeah.
Obviously organic. You need to have organic therapeutic level. Yeah. The therapeutic oil food grade frankincense. And the sacra, which is the medical grade frankincense. You can also use eucalyptus and tea tree. But I would, I would be using the others more. Rose is also fine to have all through your pregnancy. Rose is very expensive. Rose Otto is even better for your fertility and pregnancy. But again, you've got to make sure that they are really high quality. So therapeutic, food grade, or medical. Don't get it otherwise, no matter how well they're marketing. Because that's important. Because otherwise it's got too many toxins. Okay, so the plants are, oh, I keep doing that. I keep thinking I've got my peace lily next to me. I've got it in my other office. So peace lilies are brilliant for purifying the air. That's one of the best. It's also a feminine shaped plant, which brings in that femininity and you're wanting to embrace that feminine energy. You can also have a mother-in-law's tongue, which is a masculine plant because it's very phallic. That they go well together. If you have a masculine plant, make sure you marry it with a female plant. Otherwise, just have female plants. This is a female plant. But see how the leaves, can you see this? Yeah, kind of. See how the leaves are rounded. They're not point, I mean, there's a point to them, but they're not, I bring it a bit closer. Can you see the shape of that? Like that's a feminine shape, like a teardrop. Not, it's not pointy and long. So that's the kind of stuff that you can do to purify your air. Also, this little fella, selenite crystals and salt lamps produce negative ions in the air. And those negative ions are what you get from the ocean. And that's what's really cleansing and purifying. So these are also great. I haven't got mine plugged in, but it's still there working its magic. So ivy as well. Ivy is a really good one. It actually picks up poo particles. So it's a great one for the bathroom to have. Okay, so creating good quality eggs, maximizing nutrition with fertility foods, supplements, and herbs. Creating good quality eggs. So when you want to work on the eggs, you have to understand what's happening on a cellular level. So if you can improve cellular health, you'll therefore improve it with all of your organs. Now, the thing with your reproductive system, so your eggs and all components of it, so especially your follicles, because that's what we're really working on, not the eggs, the follicles. Because the follicles take 9 months to mature. The eggs, they say, oh, if you want to heal your eggs, it only takes 3 months. It's not quite true. It's really 9 because we're working with follicle health. And what I'm saying is, you know, say you want to be pregnant in the next few months and you're thinking, I haven't been focusing on the last 9 months, just the last few months. That's okay. It's the culmination of what you've done in the last 9 months, which will determine your follicle health. Now, this is actually scientifically proven with traditional Chinese medicine. And they actually believe, like, you know, that that's when the real start of the baby is, when that follicle is initiated and then the health of that. Now, so what we want to do is bring in lots of energy, because the body is hardwired to turn off the reproductive system, to send less energy to the reproductive organs when you don't have enough energy to survive. So if your lungs aren't healthy enough, or you're struggling to, what's something that's really common? You know, you're struggling with like glucose issues or digestive issues or stress issues, that kind of thing, then your body's going to turn to give that, those other systems, the central nervous system, digestive system, etc., the energy that it needs, because otherwise you won't survive and you're fundamentally hardwired to survive and thrive. But if you're not able to survive, then there's obviously no point. So what you want to do is build up as much energy as possible. Look at where you're draining your energy and who drains your energy. Like lighting, dirty lighting, that fluorescent lighting drains your energy. Look at these kinds of things and start analyzing. If I'm feeling tired, maybe I should focus on just slowing down a little bit. Because I know women who are real go-getters, you guys, you know, all my clients are massive high achievers, massive high achievers. And your mind is 10,000 times faster than your body. And your body can feel like it's letting you down. And it's about not feeling let down by the body, but giving it the energy that it needs so as that you can consistently keep going and going and going. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to burn ourselves out. Activating that yin energy is the slow burn energy. It's not the spikes of energy like the masculine energy, the yang energy. So we're women are about longevity. Men are about short, sharp spikes of energy. But what does a man do after they've exerted lots of energy? They fall asleep. They're intense asleep, intense asleep. What do we do? Intense energy, carry on. Intense energy, carry on. So we're not replenishing ourselves as easily as men do. So that's what we need to start integrating is, if I'm feeling tired, don't overanalyze and think, no, you've got to keep charging on. Just rest, slow down, which I know is hard when you're wanting to achieve so much in your life. But you do need to slow down. And when you slow down, you're more abundant, because sometimes we get caught up in the buzz of life, and therefore we are blocking the abundance from happening because we're triggering the old paradigm. Remember, we've had a paradigm shift. It's already upon us. And that's what the 2000 was about. And then we're taking our time, especially up until 2012. The shift has happened. We're all shifting. And the old paradigm is, if I work hard, I'm going to achieve what I want. It's not like that. It's when you are in that state of belief and you magnetize yourself and you allow it to come, you get what you want. That's a new paradigm. You don't have to work to prove your worth. You're worthy of all the joy just by sitting under a tree and meditating if that's what you want to do. You don't owe anybody or anyone anything. This is your right to be here. This is your birthright, and it's your birthright to be happy and expansive and to have as many children as you want whenever you want. That's your birthright. So it's about remembering these higher truths and disconnecting from the stuff that's draining your energy and pulling you down into this third dimensional world that we see around us. That's not the real reality. That's what we call the matrix. It's not real. So it's about disconnecting from that and understanding your brilliance and your greatness. And it's all about energy management. So basically, if your cells get enough energy, and they will get enough energy when they are hydrated, so clean water. In fact, if you were able to access pure, clean, non-irradiated water, that alone would heal any ailment. And that is well documented, clean water alone. So to be able to be hydrated though, so sometimes you'll buy water, say glass bottled water, or you try a different water purifier or an ionizer or something, or a distiller. And if you drink too much of it, you feel like, I'm still thirsty, but it's filling my tummy, like I actually can't consume any more water, but I'm still thirsty. That's not good quality water. That's not hydrating you. If it's an issue with you absorbing the water, then you'd want to add a few specks, or just less than a pinch of Celtic sea salt, and drink slower and more often. So just keep sipping and sipping and sipping before you even get thirsty. That could be another option for you. So going back to having a cellular health. We want to have good hydration. We then want to have really good sleep, because the sleep is going to help you to regenerate. Now, if you aren't getting good sleep, you can regenerate through meditation. So again, you can also regenerate being out in nature. Some people's meditation is a movement meditation. It could be Qigong, it could be surfing. Just find what fills you up. That's important, because if you're feeling the energy, your cells will feel the energy. Secondly, your cells feel everything you feel, and you can only feel one emotion at one time. So if you want your cells to thrive, you lift your vibration, and you do that through thoughts. So your cells are, as it's scientifically proven through epigenetics, they are influenced by your thoughts and your feelings and by the food that you have and the way you detoxify. It's proven on rats. It's proven on so many. If you look up epigenetics, in fact, I'll send you the epigenetics articles. There's 3 epigenetics articles with videos and even more, actually. I'll send you all the stuff I've got. But this is the science. It's a relatively new science, been around since the 70s, which proves that you are the master. You're the puppeteer of your genes. Okay, you can turn on the genes that you want to turn on and turn off the genes that you don't want. And I've done these tests on mice, and I'm sending you this information, so I won't go into too many details. But you can see the science behind it. You can see the scientists talking about it. It's very real. It's just obviously not common knowledge, unfortunately. But I love the pioneer of epigenetics, Dr. Bruce Lipton, as in the T, L-I-P-T-O-N. Amazing. Listen to his stuff on YouTube. He will just keep you in the high vibe state and help you to understand the science behind the importance of thinking and feeling the best you possibly can, because then the cells will thrive. And so in addition to that, you want to be managing your stress. The stress will mean taking energy away from your reproductive system, taking energy away from having healthy eggs. You must manage your stress. So it's about time where you need to think, what relaxes me? And I tell you what, television is not stress management. It doesn't relax you. Watching movies don't relax you. It's more about, do I feel good when I'm meditating? Or maybe I need to find a different type of meditation that makes me feel good. Or when I'm around certain family members or certain friends. Or, you know, what turns stress off? That's really important. Whatever turns your stress off is key. So it's about time to really think about that. And in fact, this weekend, I'd love you to kind of diarize how you're feeling. Like if you set an alarm on your phone and every hour, check in with how you're feeling. Are you in a stress state, an agitated state, annoyed state? Or are you peaceful? That kind of thing. You want to just be playing around with how you're feeling, because that is affecting your egg health. And of course, as you know, the detoxification and the nutrients and how you're absorbing those nutrients is key. So that's it in a nutshell. That's how you have healthy eggs. But you don't just do one of those things or a couple of those things. You must do all of them together at the same time, because then you will notice fertility changes. And that's what I notice with my clients. People that just did a couple of things here and there, they'll get pregnant. It would take them several months. But then the ones that do everything straight away and all at the same time, they notice really fast changes. Really fast, because energy moves fast. So when your cells are back in thrive mode, fertility is naturally turned on. You're hardwired to have fertile, healthy eggs and womb to hold the baby. So that's how you can do that. And of course, food grade supplements, traditional Chinese medicine herbs are good. There are the Peruvian herbs that are also good in superfoods. So there are the Ayurvedic herbs. It depends on what you're drawn to and what you believe is going to work for you. That's the biggest thing. The placebo effect is very real. Yeah.
Great. And the CoQ10 or the other form of that.
Ubiquinol.
Was it again? Sorry.
Ubiquinol.
Ubiquinol. Yeah. Is it worth? I keep looking for a good supplement, but I just can't find a good one that I feel confident to buy.
I'll have a look. I'll do some. So unless anyone can put in the chat.
I have some recommendations, but I just can't seem to feel confident enough to buy one. And they always have extra things, a lot of extra things in them. So I'm just wondering what to go for.
Okay, I'll have a look. And of course, if anyone's taking any that they recommend, please share.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so focusing on your journey rather than other people's, including their negative experiences of pregnancy. So when people are telling you, oh, this is what happens to me or has happened to me, or aren't you worried that X could happen to you? If you negatively project into the future, then you're projecting a negative experience that will actually happen because you've attached emotion to it. Because how the universe works, when you guys listen to the Become Baby Ready series and you start integrating the content that's in there, it will teach you that whatever you attach, whatever you think about and attach emotion to, you create. And it could be a negative emotion. It could be a fear, but you're still drawing it to you because it's a charge. The universe doesn't judge whether you're projecting positively or negatively. It just gives you whatever you're focused on and whatever you're is backed by the emotion. So if you're hoping to get pregnant, but you're too scared to really invest in it, for example, because what if it doesn't work? Well, you've already projected it doesn't work. You cannot afford to think like that. You must get clean with your thoughts. It's very important. So hearing other people's stories, you've got to disconnect and imagine that they're telling you a story that they've won the lotto, for example. If you have three friends around you that win the lotto, do you think you're going to win the lotto? It doesn't really have anything to do with that, does it? Like that was their world and their luck and that's what they created. It's very different. Each person's journey is very different. And you can say to people, can you not say anything negative, please? And say it from the heart, but not from the head. Say it from the heart. So go deep and see that they're words that are upsetting you and horrifying you and making you visualize things that you don't want to be visualizing and focusing on. Just say, that's actually really negative for me to digest right now. And I know that you mean it with total love and you're so caring and I love that about you. Please just don't say anything negative. I just don't want to picture that kind of stuff. And you can focus on releasing it. You're the master of your thoughts. If you allow your thoughts to rule you, then you don't have a life. You must take control of your thoughts and you must let go of what not, is not serving you, because that's not real. If it's not serving you, it doesn't feel good. If it's serving you, it feels good. That's your emotional guidance system and it's that simple. It's just putting it into practice. So with the Become Baby Ready series, that workshop series that some of you guys have invested in, that's what will give you the tools, it'll give you the meditation and everything that you need to shift into that mindset. Because you don't have time, there's no point suffering to focus on the lack and to be in that state of lack, because that again is the old paradigm. Lack, not being good enough, being a victim, why isn't it happening to me? I hope it doesn't, worst case scenario happen to me, that kind of thing. It really, excuse me, doesn't serve you. And on that lovely note, I'll continue the rest of these three topics on Thursday, plus the extra four for next week. So we have seven topics to run through, and I look forward to serving you then.